And how hear we every man in our own tongue wherein we were born? Acts 2 verse 8. The Holy Ghost is an amazing gift of power to spread the Word of God around the whole world. These 120 Hebrews showed the power of the Holy Ghost praising God in foreign tongues. Only later would we see the dispersion of the Hebrew people in 70 AD after the Romans destroyed the temple, would glorify God by the way of spreading the Word of God around the entire world through a number of languages and styles. This similar action took place with the New Covenant early Christian church. They were persecuted and hunted down house by house in Jerusalem by the Hebrews, even commanded by Saul of Tarsus to scatter the Christian early church across the world. As for Saul, he made havoc of the church, entering into every house, and haling men and women, committed them to prison. Therefore they that were scattered abroad went everywhere preaching the word. Acts 8, verse 3 through 4. This was to show that the very means of evil despised by the enemy of God was an effort to get rid of the new covenant. This act of evil used against the church became the means in scattering and establishing the new covenant. The very pinnacle of this evil backlashed on the enemy Saul of Tarsus, who was raised by Jewish parents studying in Jewish law, as preparation for becoming a rabbi converted to the new covenant. From this conversion, God gave Saul the new name of Paul. And he fell to the earth and heard a voice saying unto him, quoting Jesus, "Saul, Saul, why persecutest thou me?" End quote. And he said, "Who art thou, Lord?" And the Lord said, quoting Jesus, "I am Jesus, whom thou persecutest. It is hard for thee to kick against the pricks." End quote. And the men which journeyed with him stood speechless, hearing a voice, but seeing no man. And Saul arose from the earth, and when his eyes were opened, he saw no man. But they led him by the hand and brought him into Damascus. Acts 9, verse 4 through 5, 7 through 8. Ananias comes to confirm Christ has spoken with Paul.